testing. This is the Mr. Nobody podcast. Episode 16. Sweet 16. It's season 2, but I mean,
so what?
Uh-oh. It's going to be one of these episodes.
Yeah.
This soundtrack took me a long time to make. I don't know why.
Busy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's not even a human.
It's an animal.
Drugs turn man back into an animal. Anyway, or so I've heard. Tonight is the anniversary. Something to celebrate. It's close to the time where you died, son. I stayed up.
My son killed himself.
On this calendar date.
Drugs.
People kill. He died in the early morning hours. Of tomorrow. But this was the last day that he lived. That he had life in his body. Last full day. He had just started school, his last year, his senior year of undergrad.
I was so proud.
He was excited, so he told me about his teachers. And he was supposed to be in school today.
Today.
But he didn't make it to school, he was still home. His roommates noticed that his car was still in the driveway.
In bed.
He lived outside Atlanta. His car, which is a hub for heroin, isn't supposed to be there. Drug dealing, shooting, murder, crime. I'm sure there's a lot of good shit that happens down there too, but what's his car doing there? It's a lot of bullshit. I bought him the same car that I owned. And evidently, he actually put up money. A lot of drugging because,
I don't know, maybe people are bored.
Like $1,000. Maybe people are bored everywhere. I was impressed with that. He worked hard. He saved.
I don't know.
And it's something to do. And we bought that car. It's not a cool thing to do, but it's something to do. His car.
I don't know.
Go into your room. His vehicle. Shoot up. I had to give it away.
Give it away. That's what he did.
He wasn't going to need it. Are you still talking about his car?
Yeah,
I gave his car away. He was playing softball in the cul-de-sac outside of his house. Commuting, he lived with on this awesome bike. A really lovely group of people, actually, that his mother built. And my son was lovely, too. He was out of a polite, vintage, parsimonious fit, and shipped down to him. He's an MMA fighter. We're not rich people, but amateur. Like, but he had affordable stuff. 4 or 5 fights in the ring.
Good shit.
Tools. Computer. A bike. Gloves, shoes, those are riches.
Good shit.
But not waste, the real deal. I never felt he was spoiled. Anyway, Anyway, they finish late, around midnight tonight.
Anyway.
Softball. They played until midnight, and he went and took a shower. His friend wanted him to play video games. No, I gotta get some sleep.
The nighty comes.
And he injected himself
with fentanyl.
He did it in his leg, which is what the murderous drug dealers are putting in everything. Obviously, they'd put it in fucking soda if they could. He had beautiful arms, too. My brother-in-law, when he was dying, he could curl 50 pounds, was on heavy doses of fentanyl.
Fentanyl.
He kept waving his hand. More. Give me more. There's never enough.
Is there ever enough?
At least he had an excuse at that point. Cancer that he developed. My son did from alcoholism. Cancer that he gave himself. My son didn't have an excuse. Do you think there's an excuse for alcoholism? Not to kill himself. I don't mean a reason. There is no excuse for that. But an excuse. Is there an excuse? Alcoholism, being a junkie. Oh man. Fuck. This music is pretty trippy, weird, stupid. That's how I'm feeling.
Stupid.
I really don't know how to feel. I'm angry. Still, anymore. At the waist of him. On one hand, I want to get close to my son's memory. I cried a couple times already today. Feel him in my life.
Yeah.
It'll come over me like a vomit. And on the other hand, I'm just out of my guts.
Disturbed.
I don't make a sound. It's just like a hissing, squealing, sad thing.
Sounds like a bird.
We didn't share a love for that drug. That was his thing. I fucking hate heroin. Heroin doesn't kill. And I've really never met people kill. A heroin user that I wanted to emulate.
People kill.
Think about it. Not a single one. And there were many. Of course, they all died or suffered because of their addiction.
What lies beyond?
They also made many others suffer.
Yeah.
What lies beyond? Heartbreak.
To take away the reasoning powers and self-control.
I guess my son found out.
That's interesting.
He knows something I don't know. What lies beyond? So he went into his bedroom and he shot up, "If you can know something." And his roommates found him. "When you no longer are alive." Next day, addiction turns your brain into a weapon that you turn against yourself. You hear that scream? That was his roommate. Dead. He's dead. What a waste. If you're doing heroin, you're dead. It's the same thing. It's a fucking waste. It's a waste of your life, your potential, your mind. A life is no small thing. Addiction turns your brain into a weapon that you turn against yourself. it's important to examine your beliefs. Not doing so is just dogma.
People who say
you're in heaven, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Notions like those require
a
critique. Why do I believe what I believe? During my ayahuasca experience, I had a sense that there was a continuity to everything, a webbing, a great story. I witnessed and felt things like, when I say great, I mean large, platonic, because there's a lot of forms. Not great. Feeling. Parts of the story. Feeling. Interesting. But that's just me judging it. I felt four-dimensional objects coming out of me, of things I
have never seen.
I accepted my son's decision during that experience.
I didn't like it.
I just accepted it. Who am I to judge? My son, you're nobody. For taking his own life, you're Mr. Nobody. Albeit accidentally, you're no longer his father. But there was something not accidental about it, too. Because that's a relationship.
What lies beyond?
The thing. If you're fucked up enough, a living thing. To think that you can shoot up whatever some fuckhole sold you, the drug dealer.
Drugs don't kill.
You're accepting people kill. That you might die. You're accepting death. You're enriching as a possible consequence murderers. I would posit. What? You're welcoming it. You're beckoning it. Posit not.
Guns don't kill people.
But yes, you're welcoming it.
People kill guns.
I don't get it. Back into an animal. I don't think animals shoot up, kill themselves. Well, except human animals.
Make that human society possible.
I did see an orangutan wearing sunglasses, putting the sunglasses on its orangutan face.
What could make this possible?
What is a society?
Some people make it good for other people.
And some people don't connect with that. The fact that there's some element of themselves that is free. Free to choose. We're animals. Free to join. To love. To participate. My cat is not a lower animal. To accept. Maybe they don't realize they have the power to choose. A critique of pure reason.
Pure bullshit.
I don't know how much heroin my son was using, but he was using it for a few months. Do you need to experience what killing yourself is? I just have the feeling ruining your life without evidence that, like everybody else who shoots up and uses junk, that he was probably using it more and more.
More and more.
And over the course of months, never enough, that he was using it daily.
If not multiple times a day,
there's never enough. It breaks my heart to think my son was shooting junk into his veins. Addiction turns your brain into a weapon that you turn against yourself. Darkens my mood. It means that he was dead for months in some way.
How so?
Because this would lead to his death. We know the ending. And the setup to the ending is like a
joke. Unfortunately. It's like the punchline of a joke, a bad joke. Addiction turns your brain into a weapon that you turn against yourself. Addiction turns your brain into a weapon that you turn against yourself. Heroin is death. It's fucked up. Thoughts don't kill. That's a colloquialism. People do. That's also profane.
Because it's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
I don't think people can commiserate on this topic because they feel so strange about it. They're afraid. They're afraid of losing one of their children. Like, if you're stupid enough, like as an adult, to use it as an adult, you deserve to die. That's what people think.
Take away the reasoning powers and self-control.
It's like you give yourself over. What can anyone do for you?
Or to use a highbrow word, inhibitions that make that human society possible.
A jive-ass dark side.
What can anyone do?
It's done in secret, in private. I look at his picture. I have it in my phone. He looks back at me. I see him in my dreams. In a dream. I left a memorial for my son and wandered into the woods.
In a dream.
I couldn't stay at his memorial. It was like this cathedral full of people mourning my son and remembering him.
In a dream, a dream, a dream, a dream.
These people loved him. And he deserved that love. But I couldn't stay. And I wandered into the woods.
In a dream.
Unknown woods. Where I saw my mother. My mother walking through these woods.
In a dream, a dream,
yes,
a dream, a dream.
In a dream. In some strange woods that I didn't recognize. There was lots of moss. Lichens. She was walking in the woods.
In a dream, a dream, a dream.
She said, this is where we mourn our dead. This is where we grieve for them. In the woods. I thought of my son as a friend as well as a son. By which I mean to say, you're invested or that you love them. And you wish and desire their flourishing. It's like an extension of yourself and them, and that there is a
unity, 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 unity.
And you desire for their
what lies beyond
their flourishing, brotherhood, their growth, son fatherhood, their becoming. That's why I say their actualization. I died tonight.
Yeah.
In fact, when he was dying, overdosing, probably around 2 a.m,
whatever.
I had just finished a really long day of work, an elective day. I was painting an apartment, and I had a corporate job. I just took a side job because a friend needed it. A friend. And I could have called him. He paid me $500. I ended up giving it away. I gave that money away. Working this long job, I couldn't stand having it. 13, 14 hour day. $500 bills. When I got home, I couldn't look at them.
I laid down,
I
laid down,
gave
down,
them away.
To take away the reasoning powers and self-control.
What could make this possible?
I laid down on my bed.
My bed, 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 my bed.
good. Death-like trance.
Take away the reasoning powers and self-control.
No dream.
Right when he was dying.
He was gone.
It was happening right about now. Laying in his room.
Something is wrong.
And the human body smells when it dies.
I
smelled his room. He should call back. A week later, I was laying in my son's bed in the position in which he died, just trying to feel him. It would be nice to just remember the good things. Sometimes I do, but the end is so fucked up.
Yeah, man.
Straight up, fucked up.
What lies beyond?
What lies beyond? I guess you found out, son. You found out before me. You went to the place you can't come back from. Heroin doesn't kill. People kill.
It's fucked up.
I made a personal vow to speak honestly about the effects of how an overdose fucks up an entire ecosystem. I guess that's a judgment. A family. Heart. I'm selfish too, because I wanted to see my son when I got old and had to leave. I wanted to see my son as I left. I wanted to see him flourish, live. I will see him, but only in my mind. Fucked up. My son wasn't stupid. He was very smart. Why would he do this? I think he wanted to get away from everything. Why would anyone do that?
What could make this possible?
Addiction turns your brain into a weapon that you turn against yourself. My drug use has always been about rounding off the edges, you know? Yeah, I know. But that's bullshit too, because there aren't any less edges. And since I quit poisoning myself, I really don't feel any different. I feel better. A lot less bargaining with myself about why what I'm doing isn't stupid. You might be as stupid though. It's more than that. It's not buying in to the lie. The lie is that you can somehow escape with drugs.
Dumps you down, and kills you.
What lies beyond?
Drugs don't kill, though. People kill. Drugs didn't kill my son. He killed himself using drugs. So recently, I was walking at night. Drugs don't kill. In the park.
People kill.
Down by the river. With my wife. Right? Guns don't kill. And I said to her,
People kill.
You know, if I was gonna rob somebody, this is where I'd do it. And I knew the area, but guns don't kill. And it's dark. Drugs don't kill. And people are vulnerable.
To transform man back into an animal.
It was dark. Perfect setting to rob somebody. Perhaps I think like a criminal. I prefer that than being naive. Guns don't kill, except when they're attached to assholes who do. This is a perfect place to rob somebody. About 10 minutes later, these two fucking assholes on a scooter, like a motorized moped,
what could make this possible?
Riding in the walking lane, down the whatever lane, and it's dark, and my wife is over like 10 feet from me, and I don't have anything but a shirt over my arm, a backpack, and I see the kid on the back, the little fucking kid, has something in his hand. Looks like a gun. That's cool, because guns don't kill. And I'm like, shit, that's a fucking gun, bro. That looks like a gun. That's a gun, bruh. I think that was my thought. That was. And all of this is happening in microseconds. I wasn't thinking guns don't kill. I was thinking that's gonna fucking kill me. The gun. Feel it in your bowels is gonna kill me. It's a fucking gun. Yeah, it's attached to the trigger of some idiot. Now, I'm not positive, but...
What could make this possible?
Something seems a little gunny about the moment. And what's in his hand? That gun can't shoot anybody. What ran through my mind was...
Your lizard mind.
My wife is 10 or 15 feet that way, and the gun is pointing right at me. At least it's not pointed at her. There's nothing I can do about it. They had the draw on me. Not a fucking thing. There's no time. There's no fair fighting or anything like that in a situation like this. Perfect robbery. Or worse, whatever. They were on something fast, they were moving towards me, and it was all happening within seconds. Fight against drug addiction. I had a shirt over my arm, maybe I could throw it, but there was no time.
What lies beyond?
I thought I was about to find out. This timeless, slow motion silence. And something strangely familiar. What it was. It wasn't what it wasn't. And in that moment, perfect robbery. I did the only thing I could do. The only thing I had the power to do. I accepted my death. It wasn't with words like, oh God, I accept this whatever fucking thing. It was nonverbal. That was the only thing I could do. That's the only thing I had the power to do. The freedom to choose. Was to come to terms with that dichotomy of control thing and say, there's nothing I can do about this. Why is it pointing at me?
It's a gun. It's a gun.
At this speed. Where am I? What am I?
What lies beyond?
My son knows, and I accepted it. In those moments between 2 a.m. and 3 a.m., those kids flew off down the path. Did my son accept it? Did he know? All of this in microseconds. My wife didn't see any of it.
Adrenaline.
My heart started pumping after they sped away. Was it a gun? I really don't know.
Adrenaline.
In retrospect, I can't be sure. It looked like one. What's important is in that moment, I made a choice.
Adrenaline.
I felt this eerie calm come over me. I let go of the earth. Something like acceptance. Although I wasn't happy about possibly being killed by some dickwad on the back of a fucking scooter. It transcended that. It all of life became this truth.
Truth.
And it was unspoken. It was just about acceptance.
Acceptance.
I'd like to accept my son's death. Mr. Nobody. Out.